This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Lifetime warranty, completely indestructible modularity personified. It is the choice of tactical operators worldwide. And you can take this and adopt this and adapt it to your daily carry. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. It is not a very long established institution, but it has become quite big, quite fast. And I'm referring to an internet website called Breitbart.com. And one of the people I go to press with a lot of times never have had a chance to actually do anything with him before because I didn't know his phone number. Is my next guest. Coming to us live from deep in the heart of Texas is from Breitbart.com, A.W.R. Hawkins. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, it is great to have you, finally. We've already been through that. I'm not even going through that. I'm not even going to go through all that again. We're not going to revisit it. You are one of the few, what I would consider to be mainstream typewriters who actually get the whole Second Amendment fight and everything right. Well, you're from Texas. Are you a gun guy? Have you been a gun guy all of your life and you just know how to write as well? Is that what it's all about?
Well, I'm a gun guy. I grew up originally in Kentucky. So I spent, I grew up in a lifestyle where literally when I was 11, 12, I'd get on my bike in the morning and strap a Marlin Model 60 across my back. That's had an old leather sling on it. And I'd ride around all day with that .22 rifle on my back. Might shoot
right.
Birds, might shoot some cans. But that's just how I grew up. But my father constantly stressed being responsible with that weapon. He would, and without doubt, my father would have taken that rifle away and broke it over his knee in front of me if he ever thought I was irresponsible with it. So, you know, it's just how I was raised, and I just don't think that ever left me.
I remember, I don't know how old you are. I'm 54 years old. I had classmates that brought their guns to high school so they could go hunting later.
Right,
they would be out there in the parking lot. You pay attention to a lot of things that I paid attention to that I don't see very many people that get out there as fast as you get out there, like with articles about Operation Choke Point.
Right.
I mean, when your colleagues there, is there anybody else at Breitbart that writes the way you do? Because I've never caught anybody if they do.
We all have our own little row to hoe, so to speak. And excuse me, Second Amendment gun issues are mine. But see, there are eyes everywhere. By that I mean, all my colleagues are writing on other topics. When they come across a gun story, they'll flip it to me quick and they'll go, "I don't know if you saw this." We do that for each other. I'll do that for them on an education story or an ISIS story or whatever, something outside of my purview. Whenever I see it, I flip it to them. So we're constantly, as long as one of the 40 or 50 of us can see that story before anybody else, we're going to get it to the right person and get it up quick. So,
well, I mean, like with Operation Choke Point, though, I mean, that existed for about a year, I think, before anybody put a name to it.
Right.
The first one that I heard about was a company called McMillan Rifles that built really nice rifles, and they got their bank taken away from them.
Right.
And, then I found out that, about a year later, we found out that gun companies and ammo companies were being lumped in with payday loan companies and online porn companies and everybody else. Never having been caught doing anything, it was all about prevention of fraud. How, when you write about that kind of stuff with your readership, which is a more general readership that maybe zeroes in on you because they look at you as the expertise on the Second Amendment topic, what kind of disbelief are you met with that people in the mainstream that I would consider to be the less engaged gun owners?
Right. Well, I'm going to be honest with you, not as much disbelief lately on any topic, including choke point. And it's because you remember Democrats used to operate by running as pro-gun. I would say this was as recent as, it was as recent as 2008, because Obama ran on a pledge of support for the Second Amendment. I will not
right.
take the shotgun. So they used to run as recently as 2008 pro-gun. Then they would go pro-gun control once in office. But the Democrats have flipped that. Now they're just openly gun control. They even talk about bans and confiscations and different things. So, to answer your question, I used to get that response where people would go, come on, dude, this isn't really happening. To now, it's no problem. They can believe anything. And by that, I don't mean I make things up, but I mean no matter how crazy it is, when you write, or when I wrote on October 16th, that Hillary Clinton said, the Australian gun ban was worth looking at for American gun policy, there was no one that I saw who responded to me said, there's no way she said that. No way. Instead, it went the other way. Everyone knows that is about where the Democrat Party is today. That is a shame, but it's also a danger. It poses a danger to freedom, and that's why we have to be vigilant.
Well, I think we have time for this. The second Circuit Court of Appeals decision coming out of New York upholding the SAFE Act. Have you looked at that?
Yeah, and that's the twisted thing. I mean, what they did basically, they acknowledged Heller, which was 2008. They acknowledged McDonald, which was 2010. And then they basically said those don't matter. And what they did is they forced a limitation on Heller and McDonald, because both of those decisions mentioned handguns. So the second Circuit limited those decisions to only handguns and said that other guns, like quote unquote assault weapons, could be banned. I mean, it is ridiculous. That's what they did, though. So they may end up forcing, they may have created a situation that is finally going to force the Supreme Court to take up a case dealing with "quote unquote" assault weapons.
Well, I mean, in the Heller decision, they made the common use argument, guns that are in common use. In New York, prior to the SAFE Act being enacted, since then, I've heard there's a million ARs in New York State about 95% of them are not registered and everything, but. Let's pick this up on the other side when we get back. We're coming up in about a minute on the first break. You can at Breitbart.com. You can find big government, big journalism, big Hollywood. You can find A.W.R. Hawkins, who does get it right. And I didn't realize it, but you and I have a mutual friend. Do you know Bob Owens?
Oh yeah, Bob's a good guy.
Bob and I are going to go shoot sometime soon, but Bob, the reason I don't hang out with Bob is about one quarter my size, and I'm afraid in video that I will look just obese.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, one of my favorite things, and I don't just say this because you asked, one of my favorite things about going to an NRA event or a gun event like the SHOT Show or something is bumping into Bob and spending the day walking around together talking to gun companies and different things. So he's a great guy.
Outstanding. Well, I'll be at both of those things this coming year. Maybe we can have coffee and look down some sights. Coming up on the next break, coming up on this break, my guest this hour is A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart.com. Getting ready to go out there and jet out and talk to the most constitutional of sheriffs right after this next segment. That's all coming up. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. They make the contact series, which I have adopted for my ISIS welcome wagon bag. If, you know, they'll be seeing some G-Code stuff coming out. You can have that as well. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest from BreitbartNews.com is, or excuse me, it's not Breitbart News, it's Breitbart.com, is A.W.R. Hawkins. Just as an aside, Breitbart became such an entity that when Andrew passed away, it just kept on going, didn't it? It just became a juggernaut.
Right, right. And you know, we had Larry Soloff, who is a great friend of, wasn't a great friend of Andrew's. Larry's right there. We have Stephen K. Bannon. I can't stress enough how fortunate I am to know Stephen K. Bannon, much less to be a friend of his. And, so, I mean, we've been fortunate to have a leadership that had the same vision Andrew had, coupled with the knowledge of how to accomplish that vision as far as a website, internet news. You know, we have 7 day a week news now that's getting ready to launch. Breitbart hosted on Sirius XM at 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Right.
Those kind of things, to have the vision to do those kind of things, it's incredible. I don't have that vision, but those men do, and I'm just happy to be associated with.
Well, I think you're a very good cog in that machine myself. You have been a great resource for me. As we're looking forward to things right now, and we take stock of what we got right now, we've got a Democratic contingent that is talking about confiscating guns. We want to import as many Syrians as we can into the United States. We got now with what Canada is doing, they're importing the Syrians into the United States. Have you noticed how most of the Syrian refugees don't look like refugees?
Right, right. Yeah, you know, most of the Syrian refugees look like men of fighting age to me.
Yeah, yeah. And there's not a look to somebody that is a ground combat operator, but most of them are not rotund and old. So, having said that, we've got the poor southern border. They've orchestrated things now to where the cops are not wanting to. They're depolicing, I believe, is the phrase, and they're wanting to take away guns. All the while crime continues to contract, despite all of the headlines and everything else, violence continues to go down. Gun ownership is exploding. Do they have? I mean. Where is their head? I mean, this indicates mental health issues to me, thinking the way they think.
Right. Well, either that or an agenda for a gun-free America. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and when I make a statement like I just made, people think I am, but I'm a realist. I'm a historian by training. I have a PhD in military history. When you look at history and see what the Democrats have been doing, especially beginning with the presidency of Bill Clinton, even his first year, there is an unmitigated push to turn America into a gun-free zone. And so you and I look at things and we go, well, the facts don't support what the Democrats are saying. Are they nuts? Well, no, they don't care that the facts don't support it because they have an agenda that they want to accomplish. Ideologues, Russell Kirk, who's one of my heroes, a conservative writer, Russell Kirk, said the most dangerous man alive is an ideologue. And ideologues put their philosophy before the lives of people. And that's what we see in the Democrat Party, whether it's the war on poverty or the war on guns. Their policies matter more than the lives that are lost in that war. And that's why we have to fight them tooth and nail.
Well, I mean, with what we saw in the Second Circuit, and I'm just looking at the big – Bob Owens and I were discussing this the other day, actually. Looking at the big picture, looking at what we have, what they're trying to do here, what they've managed to do here, looking at the Second Circuit decision, they're sort of backing us into a corner to where, before long, all of the rhetorical debate's going to have to give way to something actually substantial in the way of pushback. And I don't think they quite get that.
Well, I think the American people understand that the Second Amendment, and I think this has emerged, honestly, since Sandy Hook. Now, not with you, not with me, but I mean with the majority of American people who now understand it. Since Sandy Hook, they've come to understand the Second Amendment doesn't exist so I can shoot tin cans or go duck hunting. And I'm not against either of those, and I've done a lot of both. The Second Amendment, though, exists chiefly so I can defend my life and property, and I can repel a tyranny, whether within my borders or without. And I think we have to get that back in our heads. We have to read James Madison again and again. We need to be in the Federalist Papers. We need to be reading what he wrote there. And when we do that, we understand that we're exceptional, not because I'm a better human than someone else in another country, but we're exceptional because armed. That was James Madison's argument. And he said being armed allowed us to fend off our government if it overreached and came after us. And I think that's a point that I know Bob Owens understands it. I know you do. But that's a point that more and more Americans are understanding. It's very important.
Well, I'm looking at Panama and Germany. Not Germany, Russia. Panama, Russia, Israel, which I did not realize Israel is quite as hard to get a gun and everything. And all these people are saying, we need to arm up and be like our friends in America because crime is going down in America while the American people have guns.
Right.
It's startling that nobody pays that much attention to that and everything. I just, you know.
Well, I think it's another reason we're winning, though. And honestly, it's because then the New York Times or the Washington Post, both of which aren't worth the paper they're printed on, they will run an article telling us, just assuring us, that concealed carry does not lower crime. See, so they're writing against common sense, and they're writing against what other countries see when they look at us. Anyone who looks at us understands. If that law-abiding father is armed, his kids are safer. If that law-abiding single mother is armed, her children are safer, and she's safer. Anybody with half a brain understands that. And when they bypass that to push their agenda, I think we've reached a point where it hurts them more than it hurts us.
I'll be circling back to Mr. Hawkins later on today or maybe Monday and something, and we can get him for a little bit longer. He's getting ready to go take off and get David Clark, constitutional sheriff of Milwaukee, who has he's got a really rough job being what he is, dealing with where he's at in that liberal stronghold of Milwaukee, doesn't he?
Right. Yeah. You know, Milwaukee is another Democrat-run city that where, you know, you were talking about crime has gone down. Crime has gone down everywhere except where Democrats are in charge.
Right.
And Milwaukee is one of those places. So yeah, he's got it tough, but he's up for the task.
No doubt about that. He's been recognized by everybody from Richard Mack on down in law enforcement. So I will circle back to you. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to spend a little time with us today, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you. It was great to be with you.
AWR Hawkins, Breitbart.com. Check him out. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Whether it is the original lineup, which had no name, it was sort of like the Clint Eastwood characters from Sergio Leone's films, to the DC3 line, which was the first Travis Haley collaboration from whence we got the Incog, to the Scorpion line, which was a reimagination of Kydex that moves, and now to the Contact series, which is the ultimate combination of G-Code Kydex that moves, a la the Scorpion line, combined with Tactical Nylon. They continue to innovate, and they lead the tip. They are the tip of the spear when it comes to innovation. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. We need to be worried about presidential politics, and right now, in presidential politics on the Democratic side, the presumed coronated nominee is Hillary Clinton, or Killary, as I call her. Now, Killary's future is currently in the hands of FBI Director James Comey, whether she likes it or not. And right now, they're investigating her handling of classified information. And last Friday, the director of the FBI, James Comey, made some comments in a speech that seemed to contradict a recent propaganda push by the Obama administration. Coming from the New York Times, President Obama and other administration officials have described law enforcement efforts from the 1980s and 90s as mass incarceration. Last Friday in Chicago, Mr. Comey challenged that interpretation, suggesting it distorts an important reality of what the authorities have achieved in the past 25 years to bring down the crime rate. Pulling up those many weeds, as painful as that was, allowed churches, schools, community groups, and parents to plant seeds that have grown into healthy neighborhoods. neighborhoods that are free and alive in 2014 in ways that were unimaginable 25 years ago. We cannot lose sight of that. He also made another fairly provocative claim, saying that the recent intense focus on police brutality may have made police officers less aggressive and led to an increase in crime. He seemed to be lending his credibility and the FBI's to the idea that increased attention on the police has affected officers and emboldened criminals without citing any data to back up his assertion. He did not tell the Justice Department or the White House what he was planning to say in the speech, but the reaction to it was immediate. Justice Department officials were puzzled, as they did not recall Mr. Comey's ever raising such issues during their deliberations. The Deputy Attorney General, Sally Q. Yates, pressed Mr. Comey to explain his views, and Mr. Comey was criticized by civil rights groups and the head of one of the largest police unions in the country. So, yesterday, the director was called to the White House for a talk with the president. Buried 362 words into the New York Times article, we learned on Thursday the president met with Mr. Comey in the Oval Office to discuss his views. The White House declined to describe the conversation. This is leading many people to think or to speculate that there may be an open fight between Comey and the White House. James Comey is a man who has not hesitated ever to stand up to political figures, and I hope that he stands his ground here. And we need to see through the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Since Congress apparently is not going to do anything about it, and since McCarthy, in a moment of stupidity, and they elected Ryan as the Speaker of the House yesterday. In a moment of stupidity, the then presumed about to be Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, said that the whole Benghazi investigation was an effort to go get Hillary because she was running for president. Like, what happened in Benghazi doesn't matter. And, of course, the press ran with that. The Democrats ran with that. That sort of makes me mad, to be honest with you. That makes me very angry to think that we lost some good people for nothing. For nothing. Do you know how much it costs to train a special operations individual in the U.S. military? By the time he's done being trained and actually goes operational, that's a lot of money. And it's money well spent, because somebody that can last through all of that stuff is a very... This is why it's not called special operations, because it's cool. It's called this because, one, the missions are different. They're special. And the people that can actually take the training and execute the mission, they too are special. Not in a derogatory type of way. In one that is completely and totally needed in that particular theater at any given time. So to have two of them killed needlessly when we had military assets that were dying to move on this, to have them killed needlessly when they were requesting, you know, they needed to be augmented. They knew this. Andrews knew this. And to have them die and nothing happen, and to see that arrogant individual who thinks she is the next president. Hillary Clinton thinks she is the next president. It's just a matter of time. January 7th, she's inaugurated. 2017. We don't matter. None of us matter. Only she matters. Yeah. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in the Oval Office. I hope he told the president, "Mr. President, me working for you is not predicated on me agreeing with you now, is it?" We, you know, this drop in crime, there's a lot of reasons for this drop in crime. One of them is that there's a lot more of us armed, but there's a lot of other factors that are involved in this. And for the liberals, these are not good factors. This is a way to turn it around, they've destroyed the black American family, and now they can turn it back around and say, well, you know, they've done you dirty. They have done you dirty. Mass incarceration. Racism. Man, they've said that. They say that on a regular basis. So, having said all of that, I would love to see the FBI decide that she has violated the law and clap the cuffs on her and let her shift from being a presidential candidate to a defendant in a court of law. I would really, I mean, nobody lives near me that I know of that listens to the show, but you would all hear me gut laughing right out back. I'd go out in the backyard and face the heavens and start gut laughing. Gut laughing. So. But I cannot bear the thought that she's going to get away with it. Cannot bear the thought. So. We sit back and we enjoy the soft tyranny. That's what a lot of people are calling this now, the soft tyranny. And I think that some of us are beginning to lose our patience with the soft tyranny. I think we may be looking at something soon. When we get back, we're going to talk about why the media still are trying to make smart guns a thing and why they're always going to fail doing it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You wouldn't go swim with a shark without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is the one holster I run every time. I will be strapping one on later today. I do that for a couple of reasons. One, I'm not going to ever lose the gun. And I have been to many training classes where I've seen plenty of guns hit the deck. I never have to worry about that with the OSH. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Those of us that buy guns want something that's economical and easy to maintain. And when we pull the trigger on it, we want it to go bang. It's very simple. The anti-gun left, of course, is not listening to that. They don't care. They have this, they saw Skyfall and they saw that, you know, James Bond's gun had a nice little LED readout. Then they saw Judge Dredd. Yeah. So 60 Minutes, which is the senior citizen sleep aid of choice, made a they did a little report. Smart guns that only their owners can fire are not new, and yet these guns are not mass-produced or sold in the United States, in part because of fears they are a backdoor to greater gun control. But that's going to change, says one of Silicon Valley's most prominent entrepreneurs who champions the high-tech firearms. Leslie Stahl reports on smart guns firearms advocates believe can lower the number of accidental shootings and suicides in the U.S. on the next edition of 60 Minutes, Sunday, November 1st. These will recognize your fingerprint or hand grip or unlock when they're wirelessly interact with a special watch or ring worn by the shooter. Ron Conway, an early investor in Google and Facebook, who has funded 15 smart gun projects, says he's looking for Mark Zuckerberg, or for the Mark Zuckerberg of guns. He thinks the market is ripe for disruption. This is going to happen outside the gun industry. Why they aren't doing research and investing in this baffles me. So why can't you buy a smart gun in the United States today? One reason is gun shop owners won't sell them. When one Maryland dealer announced he would try to sell one smart gun, he was immediately attacked with email and phone call threats by people who believed that he could have triggered a New Jersey ban on regular handguns that don't possess smart gun technology. Here's what these guys don't get. This is the funny part they don't get. We have high tech right now. I have an iPhone that will recognize my thumbprint. Sometimes it recognizes it the first time out. One thing that I want is an aerial drone to do some nice aerial over. I want to do some aerial video of some live fire exercises at night with tracers. My friend Ben Phillippe did this the other day at Knob Creek. I want one of those. Those are run by remote control. From time to time, those things disconnect with the remote control. These things can fly straight into space. Sometimes they crash into a tree. They crash into buildings. They are relatively reliable, relatively easy to fly. Still have issues from time to time. How many people get, I use Apple. I use Apple as my primary product. And the other day, everything went to El Capitan. And when it went to El Capitan, all of my native Apple applications, like Final Cut Pro, which is a video editing software package, quit working for a minute because it wasn't designed to run with El Capitan, and they had to go back and adopt that too. So high-tech, while high-tech is good and it is adaptable, does it ever need to be in a position to that we're going to stake our lives on? There's a reason gun companies aren't working on smart gun technology, and that's because there is no commercial market viably for these firearms, and there may never be. They're not wanted by consumers at all, period. Law enforcement would never adopt them. One of the reasons we get the guns that we get is because they have been tested and found to work in a very bad environment in most cases, which is, you know, a lot of these start out as being something they're trying to sell to the military, to law enforcement. Now, we have plenty of gadgets to go on the guns, okay? We have the range finders and the laser sights and the red dot scopes and, you know, the backlit, lit aperture, long-range optics, all this other stuff. But the core firearm itself has got to be simple and it's got to be robust and as close to fail-proof as possible. And there hasn't been a single consistent, reliable smart gun made that is simple or robust or reliable. One of the reasons that everybody loves Glock is that Glock has fewer moving parts. That's why Glock is carried by so many people. There's, you know, Glock is hated by plenty of people. Glock is hated by many people, but I mean, nowadays, if you look at some guns, like I was talking with somebody about this the other day, my 1911 that I carried for 7 years in the military, which I didn't carry the same one, but by the time I, any of those that were issued to me in the 80s, I might have been the 50th or 100th person for this gun to be issued to. It had fired tens of thousands of rounds. It was broken in way beyond belief. It had been refurbished by who knows how many armorers. It was still going strong because guns are durable goods and everything else. But nowadays, guns today don't get put through that. They don't get put through that much, that many rounds going through it. So a gun like the 1911 nowadays, when it comes to you from Kimber or something else that is, you know, got this tolerance and everything that has to be broken in to where it will start to function and run a little smoother because it's tight and jacked up and everything else because it's over-engineered. They want it to last. They want it to go a long time. They get a bad rap. And Glock, which has fewer moving parts and is a little more forgiving, doesn't get a bad rap. Everybody buys those. They're coming out of the box. They work just fine. So, having said that, nobody's going to get out there with a gun that has to have a matching Lucky Astrology mood watch. Or, your thumbprint or your fingerprint or your bracelet or, you know, any of this stuff. No passwords, no combinations. Relying on a smart gun can get you killed, and everybody knows this. And the smart guns to date that we've seen have all been fragile and temperamental and needlessly complex and slow to bring into operation. Mr. Conway has funded 15 smart gun projects and can fund 15 or 150 more, but the simple fact of the matter is that end users don't want the technology that he's pushing unless somebody's going to adopt it. Okay? There's not going to be two classes of guns. There's not going to be smart guns for the masses and regular guns for law enforcement. because we're never going to submit to that. Gun companies, one of the reasons gun companies don't pursue this technology is because nobody wants to buy it. They're in the business of selling things. They're in the business of building something somebody wants, not in the business of building something that somebody wants to see happen. We don't want smart. I don't want smart guns. I don't want them. The only people that want smart guns are the ones that would never buy them in the first place. And one of the reasons they want to buy them is because they want to have a switch. They want to have a way to turn it off and disable it. Just like Wi-Fi. Who wants a gun that has the Do you want a gun that you have to go in and sign into at Starbucks to get on their free Wi-Fi or have the password or something? And this is just me being silly, but smart guns, this is a non-starter. This is not something that's ever going to be picked up. And, I wish they would get the memo. But I digress. Armatic's the only smart gun company to actually get out there and actually do something. They got rid of their designer. Then they started having all kinds of issues. They almost had somebody to sell it. They backed away. Then they almost had another person to sell it. In the meantime, in New Jersey, they're waiting for somebody to start selling one somewhere so they can adopt this stupid law where the only guns available in New Jersey for handguns would be smart guns. And then what? That makes nothing better. That makes nothing better. That means in New Jersey, you got a lot of very angry people. That is it for the week. We will be back and start this all over again on Monday. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.